Hello, my name is Jay Fletcher. I am the executive director of Fine Wine for Southern Wine and Spirits in Colorado. I live in beautiful Aspen, Colorado, and represent some of the finest wines and spirits in the world.
Aloha, my name is Kent Torrey. I'm the president and CEO, that's cheese-eating enophile, in the Cheese Shop, Carmel, California, Carmel by the Sea. And you can come visit us anytime to have some incredible cheeses, wines, spirits, and, of course, gourmet food products. You can visit us online at thecheeseshopinc.com. And if you can't come visit us, well, Google has already done a fly-through my store, so you can go on Google and fly through our store.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. Well, we're learning more about this upcoming inaugural Vine and Dine Festival at Big Sky Resort that will take place August 14th through the 17th. The resort is located in Boyne Highlands, Boyne Mountain of Montana. And as Fred Dame just told us, I guess there are a lot of wine people up in Montana, so they're expecting a good turnout. Joining us for the second course on Wine and Dine is Jay Fletcher. Jay Fletcher is a world-renowned master sommelier. He is executive director of Fine Wine of Southern Wine and Spirits Colorado. And Kent Torrey, whose reputation precedes him, I'm sure, he is of the famed Cheese Shop in Carmel by the Sea and will be hosting one of the seminars. Gentlemen, I thank you so very much for your time.
Thanks for having us today, Lynn.
Absolutely a pleasure.
Kent, let me ask you on a side note, before we get into this thing about the cheese and wine, one stinky good time that you're going to present, do you ever at the Cheese Shop in Carmel by the Sea ever hold any tastings where you are pairing spirits like scotch or rum or whiskeys with or cognac or, you know, other things than wine with cheese?
Not yet. I actually remember tethering this out to our friend Fred Dame at another festival that Jay and I have done together in Hawaii at the Kapalua Fest. And I've done beer and cheese lectures. I've done wine and cheese lectures. And I said, Fred, when are we going to do spirits and cheese lectures?
Yeah.
He said, not yet.
Yeah.
He was just worried that we might add to the very extremely happy times that our guests will have if we introduce the spirits, but it would certainly be something fun. I'd love to do it, Jay, if you're willing to do it, and I know you've got some great spirits because I carry them here from Southern Wine Spirits in my store. I'd love to do it. So,
Jay, what do you have to say to that?
Well, I think that's an interesting concept. I still think wine goes better with cheese than almost anything else, just because of the acid and the fat combinations and the complexities of both the spirits that we'd select. Would there's certainly spirits that go well with cheeses, because especially the cheeses that Kent picks are so good by themselves that they certainly could be highlighted with cognac, Armagnac, or Calvados, or against some of the eau de vies and things like that, as well as sweeter versions of liqueurs and things like it. It could be a lot of fun.
So, Jay, let me begin by asking you, what are you expecting from this initial Thursday, August 14th, meet and greet social gathering where there's going to be Argentinian wines and this Wagyu beef? The theme is going to be Argentina, and you guys are going to be out in Montana. It makes sense. Is this going to be an outdoor event or an indoor event?
I am not quite sure, to tell you the truth, but Argentinian wines, Wagyu beef, bunch of really great wine and food personalities, Bozeman, Montana, the mountains. I see it being a fantastic opening party and just a ton of fun.
Mm. And are you also going to be providing a seminar on Friday the 15th? What will be the theme of that seminar?
I believe I'm doing a blind tasting seminar with Fred Dame. So we're teaching people how to detect wines by not knowing what they are. So we talk about the structure, acidity, alcohol, tannin levels, what kind of oak, if there is any, what kind of fruit. And we lead everybody down the path for a blind tasting, which is a lot of fun. And then I'm doing another seminar on the wines of northern Spain.
Oh.
I just took a trip there just 2 months ago and took some great pictures of old vines and things like that. And then we do the seminar with Kent with the cheese, pairing up wines with cheeses, talking about that. So it's going to be a great weekend. There's so many other events that they put together. This looks like one of the best festivals.
Do you already have an idea of what wines of northern Spain you're going to be putting together for that seminar?
Right now, we're in the final selections of that. Definitely going to have Rioja. We're going to have Priorato, Montsant, Costa Brava. We're going to put an Albarino from Rios Baixos in there. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm. And at the seminars that you and Fred do, is it strictly wine, or is there like food for people to eat also, or it's just really targeted with the wine for an hour and a half?
Typically, seminars as such, I haven't seen the setup. We'll have maybe some crackers, but they're focused straight on wine. You know, the other events that are associated with those are the dining with winemakers, special winemaker dinners, lunches, and things like that are all just another part of the whole package.
So, Kent, are you kind of set on what cheeses you're going to present at the Cheese and Wine One Stinky Good Time seminar?
Yes, I have done some presets. And first of all, I've got to tell you, Lynn, I'm so tickled pink to be on this panel with these two gents. I've known them for years. I consider them very good friends. And the one thing I've got to say about Fred is he may be the savant. I don't know what he doesn't know about the wine business, and he's got incredible anecdotal stories. But what I loved about sitting in, and I had the great pleasure of being invited to sit in on a Master Sommelier class that Jay was conducting, is I loved how he really takes the knowledge of dissecting a wine and bringing it down so that everybody can understand exactly what he does. And it's incredible to watch him literally peel the layers away of, if you see this, if you're thinking along this thought, this is what you look at when you see the color, this is what you see with regards to the smells and the aromas and the flavors as you taste them, and how to learn about wine. And he makes it so fun for both the novices as well as for the specialists, for the people who are going in the classes. And both my parents are retired teachers, and they've always taught me you never stop learning. So for me, I have wine knowledge also, but it was so great to learn from these guys. And Jay, like I said, I'm really excited. Plus, because you're from Colorado, young man, yes, I have selected one of our cheeses for our lecture to come from Longmont, Colorado.
Oh.
And I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's the Queso de Mano, a raw goat's milk cheese that's a wash wine. So I had to bring something for Jay from Colorado.
Well, that sounds great. We got to support the Rocky Mountain West.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think this is really, Lynn, going to be one of these incredible festivals. And as you said, the personalities are big. The wines are big. Montana is known as the Big Sky Country.
Okay.
What better place to have this incredible bacchanalia of food and wine and fun? And that's, I think, what we really try to do in these festivals, in these lectures. It's, you know, it sounds like it may be just strictly wine, but you're going to have fun. And that's the exciting thing. So we really want to get a lot of people out for attending this inaugural festival, because I think if it goes off the way we expect it, it's going to go on for many years.
Yeah, and this is the first event of this caliber in Montana. Am I right on that?
Sure. I guess so. Yes, it is.
Okay. Fred was saying that there are some other things that go on up there, but I kind of got the impression they were smaller. And so for this being at the Big Sky Resort, that there's a lot going on. And I suppose people could probably do other things in their free time, like I would imagine they have horseback riding and that sort of thing.
Oh,
and
sure.
I wanted to ask you, Jay, on Saturday, there's going to be this Toast at the Top, which combines Lone Peak Expedition and a Pinot Noir tasting, or a Zip to Zin, which includes an adventure zip line tour. Do you know anything about
that? That sounds like a blast, doesn't it? And they've got the zip line rope set up. I mean, if you've ever taken looking at pictures of Big Sky Resort or skied there, it's a world-class resort in its own right. It is absolutely picturesque and beautiful. It's a little mountain community, basically right at the basin of the mountain. So spectacular views, and yes, there are all sorts of events, the zip line and Zins, the top mountaintop with Pinot, There's different, like, you know, winemaker dinners, but if you want to go rafting, they have a world-class golf course. There's world-class bike riding, hiking. I'm certainly planning on climbing the peak while I'm there.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the things that I will do, and I think I will give the zip line to Zinn a try.
Will you really? Hey,
nice. Well, I'll be busy in the kitchens with Chef Scott prepping and stuff, but I look forward to this, and I actually look forward to sitting back. Besides all the wonderful food and wine, I just found out that a dear friend and a world-class musician, Anna Wilson, is going to be performing for two nights, Friday night and Saturday night there, so I'm really looking forward to that. She and her husband, Monty Powell, are from Tennessee in Nashville, and they've got incredible jazz slash country slash you name it, and it's going to be a phenomenal music to listen to at the end of a great day. So I'm looking forward to that.
I see that. That's going to be the Jazz of Jazz Your Ass Band at Whiskey Jacks and a Mixologist Cocktail Contest at that Saturday evening.
So, Jay, I'm expecting to hear all about your zipping down with Zinn and the zip line as we sit back and drink some more champagne later that night.
That sounds good if I get the opportunity. Of course, my focus is on all the different seminars and events that I have to go to, but if I can find a little free time, I'm definitely going to experience the great events that are around Big Sky Resort.
Well, we would like to very much thank Jay Fletcher, Master Sommelier, Executive Director of Fine Wine for Southern Wine and Spirits, Colorado, and Kent Torrey of the famed Cheese Shop in Carmel by the Sea for joining us this week on Wine and Dine. We thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Lynn.
Pleasure.
They will be participating in the inaugural Vine and Dine Festival at Big Sky Resort, taking place August 14th through the 17th. And the website to purchase your tickets is bigskyresort.com/events. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.